I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The Colorado Attorney General's office is threatening to sanction a Denver lawyer who filed a lawsuit on behalf of the Colorado River. KUNC's Luke Runyon has more.
Attorney Jason Flores-Williams believes the Colorado River deserves the same rights people enjoy in the American legal system. He sued the state to gain those rights with the help of Deep Green Resistance, an environmental activist group. In a letter, the Attorney General's office says he's basically wasting the court's time and has failed to bring up legal problems for the court to address. Sanctions could include fines and fees. Flores-Williams says he will not withdraw the suit. I'm Luke Runyon.
A collection of more than 6,000 dinosaur bones from Wyoming has been donated to the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. The donation is the largest the museum has received. Among the bones are skulls, vertebrae, and limbs of a duck-billed dinosaur called Edmontosaurus, or Hadrosaur. The fossils were found in a large bone bed on private land that was likely created when a sudden flood buried the dinosaurs 67 million years ago. John Hankla, one of the many donors who put the collection together, says he hopes the bones will inspire future scientists. Denver Museum of Nature and Science dinosaur curator Joe Sertich says the collection will help the museum study how dinosaurs changed as they grew and how they varied within one population. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.